And we return to our Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast game. This is part 2 to session 27 with our players, Richard, Jameis, and Chris. Sharon was unable to make this session, but will be back in the next. Nothing else to report, so let's get right into session 27, part 2. All right, and we are back, and so we have got the labor force working to clear away your tunnel behind the hidden door, and so this is early in the morning. You guys have just had your food, and they're getting started. Now, what were you going to do about the possibility of more raiders coming?
Yeah. Now, I did have the idea if we get all but the overseer to come out with us and to set up an ambush ring, and then we'd probably have to kill the ogre, though he'd be a great addition to the task force, and then we just say, hey guys, we're outnumber you, we're going to kick your ass unless you come and join us. Oh, do you want some food? Perhaps a ship home? And just see if we can do it that way rather than shoot them out, which we can do as well. Or rather get Young to punch them all out because he does that.
Rationalizing with the men is probably useful. Rationalizing the ogre,
yeah. Yeah, as I said, we'll probably have to kill the ogre.
Since you've had several encounters with these Chinese ogres so far, you know one that they will fight to the death. You've not had any of them try to run or have any kind of instinct for self-preservation. You found that they seem to be under control of someone else.
Yep.
Stronger personality, something not necessarily having to be around or with them, but they seem to be operating on orders that they don't break.
Yeah, so we're going to put the ogre down. Yeah, I'm just sort of tempted. Right, you send out the ogre, we'll send out a champion from our side, and whoever wins, they take the group. Young, there you go. One-on-one with the ogre, just like you always wanted.
I can do that if you wish.
I don't know if it'll work.
Confident in my abilities.
Well, the other thing is, how many of the raiders are going to be coming? You know, is it going to be the ogre and four?
Assume it's four plus an ogre as before, with one being an overseer.
But there have been two things which have not returned. Well, one which has not returned, and another which possibly would have disappeared as well.
So do you want to just like keep a lookout to see what's coming and then decide what to do?
Well, if we are going to ambush, we need to have people in place beforehand. We won't have time to set it up. We just look at that. We know whenabouts they're coming.
Yeah, they're going to be coming to that little camp. Why don't we set up a pot of beans or something on the fire and just dead bodies around it, see what they do, and then ambush that way, get them all by surprise. Because they'll probably go for the food.
And what will the dead bodies do to them?
They'll just think something happened and that they just got killed. They won't be looking for who killed them. Well, they might be, but I don't know.
That's a thought. What say you, Young?
Or make it look like the ogre freaked out and killed everybody.
Your opinion, Young?
I am not certain. I do not have a idea on how to do this without causing them to come look. I mean, yeah, we could just make them disappear, and as the caretaker previously said, bodies disappear.
Mm-hmm.
If we are just very careful, then perhaps they will try to search the town, and we will, and there is nothing there. I do not know. It is.
I can lay a trail towards town to think that the guys went along.
I like that idea.
It is not a bad idea.
All right, so what's the plan?
All right, okay, do that. Make sure over that overseer guy doesn't come anywhere near getting running away out and alerting them all.
Well, do you get your crew working before you start this plan, or are you keeping them?
If we're going to go with the center trail to lead them away to town, then yes, we'll get them to work first.
Well, how?
If we're going to get them to do the ambushing, we need them with us.
Can we hear the work going on down in the cellar?
Oh, certainly. Upstairs. Yeah, certainly, certainly.
Oh, right. That's what you mean. Then we have to wait afterwards.
Yeah. Then we lead them.
Possibly tie up the over. I'm tempted just to tie up the overseer and gag him until we're done with this.
I look at the 3 pages of spells we have.
Yeah, we can use the spell to make the people sick. Or the one that takes control of the victim's actions.
Right. Can't say anything because you haven't said anything. Oh, we had a good night's sleep today. Were they all right?
Oh, they all looked like, you know, they weren't talking at all at the table. They all looked like they've had a really rough night of sleep. They go to work a little listless. They're working.
We're not sending them to work if they can work downstairs. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you can hear them downstairs in the house, mostly because when they use shovels or picks, it kind of reverberates through the floorboards. Mm-hmm. You can't hear it from outside, though.
Right.
Even so, they might come into the house, given that it's the biggest structure next to the...
That's why leave the trail leading them into town.
Yes.
Okay, I'll go do that.
Okay, so you're going to go make a trail going into town, right?
Yep.
All right, so that'll take Luke a bit. What are you, Young and Eddie, what are you doing?
I would like to go up high just to keep a lookout.
All right, give me a notice roll once you take your perch. And what are you doing with the men during all of this?
They are going back down to the place, to the area.
But you're having them not work.
Do not work yet.
Okay.
I will take the overseer aside for a moment.
Sure.
And I will say, I have something that I think will convince you to not give us up.
It's called a punch to the head.
It is, yes. Sucker punch! I tried to render him unconscious for a while.
You're trying to just knock him out?
Yeah.
All right. You don't roll for it. I mean... You know, he's a prisoner. He's not going to put up a fight. So if you want to knock him out, you knock him out.
Yeah. Right. Eddie rolled that.
And then I put him down back with the others and say, I am sorry it had to be this, but I cannot think of another way to keep him quiet for the duration.
They seem to accept it just fine. They don't seem to like the guy very much.
Yeah. Feel free to kick him. Does not
I think advocates become the new sort of de facto leader just because we can talk to them.
And I leave
any notices.
I don't know where I go.
All right, Eddie, 7 on the nearest roll. Okay, so you make it, but not quite a race. You start looking in the direction that the team should be coming from. And you don't really notice anything at all. Like there's no one out there. There's no one coming. Just for a moment, just as you're turning your head and your peripheral vision, you think you caught like a flash of light out on the horizon. It's very small, and you don't see it again.
Flash.
Yeah. I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah. Telescope on a boat. Oh. Is the next crew late coming?
Oh, they are late, yes. You should be able to see them out now. If they were coming around the same time the last crew did, they're late.
The flash of light was out by Chungsu's area that way?
Yeah. In the same direction the men would be coming from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably. I'm just going to wait it out.
Okay. Give me another notice roll.
I don't smell anything on the wind, do I?
Ooh.
No, great notice roll. You catch it again this time, and this time you're staring right in the direction it's coming from. You know what that is. That is either a scope or a spyglass somewhere out there trained on this area.
Okay.
Looking at me making tracks.
Well, your leaving will have been masked by the bulk of the building since you're going out the front door. Right. Yeah. So.
Okay. I'll come in, find Young, and tell him that, you know, they got a spyglass on the place.
So we should lay low and
Yes. Yeah, lay low, don't go outside, or, you know, be protected when we go outside.
Now, stop me if I'm wrong. I just want to get the scene placed. You took all the dead bodies and threw them back into the cellar, right?
Yes.
Okay, yep. So there's nothing laying out there now other than just the remains of their camp, the sleeping bags, yep. The fire.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Correct.
All right. Go ahead, Richard.
I was just going to say, I will go and tell Luke.
Game of Chinese whispers.
Yes.
All right. Do we want to get them working again?
No. We should wait until this is.
Perhaps someone with stealth could go and have a look.
Well, I am going to stealth and tell you what is going on to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do not expect that stealth.
Luke, you will not have gotten very far by the time this happened. Yep. So they wouldn't did this by the when you were leaving. So you know you're. Yeah. A little bit down the path from the house, and you're going slow because you're trying to make a path or leave behind tracks. So, all right, so you guys are together?
So I tell him, hey, this is going on. Spyglass, horrible.
Right, we need to somehow make them think that there are people over that way, in some random direction, that are now in this place. It's not good. Now, the spyglass is not going to see us all the way from Jiangsu's camp.
Oh, no. It's much closer. Yeah.
So we're going to have to go and find... We're possibly going to have to go and find them, or...
I expect they are just looking over the area and will either come closer when they see nothing or go back.
So nothing for now? Just keep an eye out?
I could head to the east or west or wherever and go and start a fire.
It's a possibility.
Split the party.
What do you have?
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, that is the only idea I have. Otherwise, yes, I say we go back.
I had a similar idea, but yeah.
Yeah, I kind of was thinking the same thing.
So yes, you can finish your tracks, and we can go back and wait it out at the house, and see where Caretaker hides during this time. He has had to do so before. Asking
just in the room out, away from a window. We found him hiding the first time when we got here.
Then we do that.
Yeah.
Or
and they can still.
And they can go into town and see what is going on there.
Yeah. So finish my tracking. We'll finish my tracks. Then.
Yep. Go ahead. Make a tracking roll.
Okay. Boom boom. 1-1. Woo. Nope. 10.
10 or 10.
Both rolled a 10.
All right.
But we rolled exactly the same roll.
You leave behind a pretty clear track. You think you did well, as far as not making it too obvious, but also not too hard to find.
Yeah.
All right, and you finish that off, and then Young, what are you doing?
We're going back to the house too.
All right, Eddie, give me one more notice roll during the time that they're off doing this.
Double one.
Yes.
Okay, you succeed. Since you know where to look this time, you see the glint of light again. It's closer, although you still can't see anyone out there. They appear to be well hidden, but the little flash, the glint off of the glass was closer.
Okay.
This stealth is better now. Stealth. Not hard.
Just wait for him to come back and... Keep a good eye out for everything.
Okay. You guys get back in.
I think if we can, we want these people just to go away without knowing that we're here.
Exactly.
Is the best outcome.
Wait it out.
All right. If you guys are going to wait it out, then eventually what happens, and everyone's inside and they're not working, eventually what happens is you do catch sight of a figure that's approaching very slowly and is staying well hidden. He's actually wearing clothing that kind of blend in a little bit with the environment. It's kind of a dusty brown, and it's kind of the pattern is broken up here and there with darker bits of brown. You see him fully when he comes into the area of the camp. He waits a good hour before he approaches the camp, and he does have a spyglass where he's looking. He looks at the house, so you're prepared for it when he looks into the windows and such. So he's looking around.
Yep.
He comes to the fireplace, and then he starts walking around the camp. Luke, you can tell he's tracking.
Oh, yep. Okay, how good is he at tracking? Can you track my tracking?
Track on.
Is it a secret roll?
He finds a track.
Ooh, good. He's good.
Yep. And he follows it to, he's just passing where you guys threw the bodies in. And he looks at it for a minute, and then he looks back down. He pulls a spyglass out, and once again, he scouts the house. He takes a long time sweeping the windows. He goes up to the doors that go down into the cellar, and he puts his ear to it, and he's there for a long time. And then he starts following the trail around the front of the house, and he starts heading down away from the house, like towards the city.
Damn, we did not disguise the smell.
Well, too late now.
Yes. I'm most upset at you, Bert, for remembering the sense of smell when you don't have a sense of smell, and neither do I have a sense of smell. So, yeah.
Yeah, how bad do those ogres reek?
They reek. I mean, it smells really strongly of ammonia. Like, if you've ever had cat urine sit.
Oh, don't remind me. Sure.
He was rolling a D8, was he?
What?
Yeah, he rolled a D8.
Then he should have aced it.
Oh, yeah, but I made my difficulty to find what I needed to find. making it higher didn't make any difference.
Whoops. Oh, well. Now what?
Have Young sneak up behind him and whack him.
But then he will not report back and they will know that he is.
Yeah, exactly.
I say we
let him go.
Let him go.
And just keep an eye on him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Shall we get these guys back to work for now? Because otherwise they're just going to be sitting on their asses.
No, we wait for him to pass because...
Yeah, once he's passed and he's gone, he's
meant to town. Once he is gone, we can do things, yes.
All right. Well, if you watch him leave, he's heading towards town, and eventually he drops below a rise where you can't see him anymore. And, you know, he's still heading towards town, still very slowly, still looking at the tracks.
My plan is to wait until he goes away again. Mm-hmm. He's been to town, looked around, gone, oh, well, these people have obviously disappeared into the mists of the town, like all the others that we have sent out here. And then goes back to report that. That's all I'm waiting for here.
So you're waiting for him to come back around?
And leave back when he came. Yeah.
Right.
That could be hours.
It could be. That's what I'm waiting for.
But do you want to follow him just to sort of keep an eye on what he's doing?
I want to leave. I want to leave absolutely no possibility for the fact that he could see that there were people. He's following your tracks.
Well, you're right. He's already detected the ogre smell.
He's already detected. I know. I have a plan.
All right. Everybody, roll me notice rolls. As you're
waiting. We all detect the ogre smell. Ooh, dear God. I detect something.
Maybe.
Yeah, nothing amazing, though.
Okay. 5 hours go by, and none of you see him coming back up the trail.
We're going to have to go look for him. Well, the thing is, he could have also gone some other way back up. There's no guarantee he came back up this way.
We would have seen him going back the way. I mean, well, we're not keeping a lookout, so...
Yeah, because you don't want to go follow him.
Well, you go and follow him.
Fine, I will. I'll go out the front door and start following him.
Give me a tracking roll.
You said! No, I'm going to chip it, though, because I'm sort of fed up with it. No, I'll use that chip. No, it's even worse. dear God, that's terrible.
So you're going to keep it?
One more, just because, you know, what the hell.
Are you using that as a plot? No, you're not.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
There we go.
There you go.
Raise. So you're following his trail, and he is following the trail that you led. And you notice, as soon as the trail drops below the rise, where you can't see the house anymore... His trail deviates and goes off to the side.
Ah, I follow.
That is what I
Okay. Make a stealth roll, assuming you're trying
to... I knew you were going to ask for a stealth roll. Yeah, I don't have stealth. Go, one skilled. This I'm not chipping, whatever it does. It's not terrible. Okay, I don't know how good his is, but it's not a terrible roll. It's good for me.
So you're with that 10 tracking roll, you're definitely able to follow his trail. And actually rather quickly, as you're not doing a good job of keeping yourself silent. So unfortunately, it means you are surprised. As yes, he did much better on his notice than you did on your stealth.
Yep.
Give me a second here.
So I have a plan as well. It's a crappy plan.
Die horribly.
That's part of it. That's part of it.
Okay. Now let's see. When you are surprised, your parry is lower, if I remember right.
You don't remember.
What's that? You don't get a parry.
You don't remember right. It's not lower.
It's not lower. Okay.
No. If somebody is taken completely by surprise and there is no chance that this person was expecting an attack whatsoever, the attacker gets a +4 on their roll and a +4 on their damage. But I don't suspect that's what's going on for Luke.
Nope. But he is surprised.
And scouts get a +2 notice rolls to avoid surprise in tactical situations because I'm a scout.
All right. Let's see. What would that put your notice to then?
I didn't make a notice roll.
Oh, you made the stealth roll. That's right. Yeah. Okay, so here's what happens is he was waiting to see if anyone would follow him. He did. You missed your notice. You missed finding him. He saw you being clumsy. So yeah, he's basically going to drop out on top of you here. So I guess I'll give you a notice roll. I'm going to say since he was well hidden and he saw you.
If the person is surprised or trying to do a surprise, then the surprising character acts as if they are on hold this round, so they can go at any point.
Okay, so that's
Luke makes his notice roll, which I see he has done, he's dealt into combat as ordinarily. Otherwise, he would not get a card this round. That's the basics for surprise.
So it's with a raise, actually.
So it doesn't matter what you draw for this thing. It doesn't matter what card you draw for the initiative. He is on hold and can go first.
Right.
And it doesn't matter what I drew because he can go before me or after me. So, it's just
up to so that's what's going to happen. We're going to go ahead. We'll start combat. He is going to attack first as he just kind of drops from out of nowhere, being very stealthily disguised. You all, however, are aware that something like this could happen. So you're not completely caught flat-footed as he attacks. And 15. Ouch. That's a hit in the race.
Hell yeah, it is. Yeah. That's a hit in the race, all right.
9 points. Oh, wait.
It's shaken.
D6. Hold on. And a D6. There.
14 points.
I will point out somebody has a card which says, ignore the damage for this attack.
Yeah, me.
And you haven't played a card, so hey.
No, I haven't. That's all right. I've now wounded at wound 1. I'm at wound 2. 14 over 6. Yeah, that's wound 2.
Do you want to play the card, or do you want to chip it, or try to with a...
I'll play the card. I've only got one chip left.
Okay.
Okay, my turn.
Right, yeah, so he comes down, and you turn just as his hands are hooked into this kind of claw shape, and he's coming down. He was going to tear into your face, and you just barely, something clued you on. And you turn, and he drops down, like, right in front of you there. Okay, take your turn.
Okay. Damn it, my plan's not going to work.
Okay, now, you are in melee because you avoided the damage, but he still hit you, so...
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. So it does actually still hit me?
Yeah, it just says it negates the damage. It doesn't say it negates the attack.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, what I'm going to do then is go down like a pile of rocks like he just knocked me out with one blow.
Ooh, nice. let's see. Maybe a smarts roll? Or he would be rolling smarts.
I'll be rolling something unskilled.
This would be a trick is basically what you're doing.
Yeah.
And let's see, what is...
smarts versus smarts. Smart versus smarts. Agility versus agility. Those are the two tricks.
Go ahead and roll. Make a smarts roll. We'll just do a versus smarts roll, see if he buys it.
Ooh, that's not great. I suspect this is going to be better.
This is slightly better. Yeah, so he's not going to buy it.
Oh, well.
Good thought, though.
Next round.
Very good thought. All right, Luke, you go first with the King of Hearts. And what you're facing is, he's another Chinese man. His clothing is it's painted up to very much reflect the background coloration of the desert. His face is covered.
Yep. which you have no idea what he speaks at all. That's a problem. Otherwise, my plan could still work. Yeah, all right. Get away from my house! Get away from my house! Just lunge at him.
Okay.
So it's the fighting roll. Nope.
All right, you miss. Yeah, basically, he sidesteps your weak.
Oh, man, that wasn't what I meant to do anyway. Oh, whoop, too late now.
Your weak blow, and let's see, he is. He stops, and it's like he poses for a minute, and just like, and his hands glow for a second, and then that glow kind of shimmers around his body. Let's see here. This is. Do I have to make a roll for this?
For him using a foo power, yeah.
Yep.
It's whatever that he has in that particular skill.
Let's see. Okay. And he succeeds.
Ow.
Okay, that's his turn. So next round, you're first.
I'll kill you like I'll kill the others. And I'm just going to do full defense.
All right.
I mean, I still look like I'm a bit of a madman, which isn't hard given how I'm dressed.
Gotcha,
but yeah.
Gotcha. He tries to penetrate your confusing stance, and he decides, actually. All right. He circles for a moment, and then he will lunge in with an attack.
Yep.
Oh, which is going to miss, I believe. Your parry is 6.
Even without full defense.
Wait, hold on. Yeah. Why didn't it roll my d6? This is wild.
I don't know.
Sorry.
I didn't roll your d6.
Yeah. still fails.
Hmm.
All right. Next round. You're first again.
I'll take you down like I took down those ogres. I'm still doing full defense, though. I'm sort of feinting to make it look like I'm trying to attack him. But mainly full defense.
Okay, so you're going full defense again?
Yep.
All right. He backs off. He like takes several steps back. He gives you just a very slight bow without, his eyes never leaves yours. And then he says something in Chinese haltingly, as if just to check to see if you can speak it.
Come near my property again and I'll kill you something rotten.
Oh, sorry. Barbarian language only. Who are you?
I'm owner house. I'll kill you if you come near my house again.
He points back up the house. Your own house?
My house.
Where are my men?
Dead. Kill them. They're all dead. You want the same?
Puzzles this for men. Why you kill men? They order not near my to house. Go into house.
They come near my house. I'm fed up with them. They don't come near my house no more.
Oh, okay, you're going to play the crazy card.
Crazy oak.
Give me a smarts roll.
Oh, dear. Give me a roll. Oh, dear. That's exactly what you want to hear.
Oh, nice roll.
With a raise.
Okay.
Not so much.
He backs off a bit more. He says,
men, very expensive. Ogres, more expensive.
And you're, I don't care. You come near me, I'll kill him again.
How long you been here?
Been here a while, since I was this tall.
Oh, he looks up for a moment and says, oh,
my men ran you away first time.
Yes, I came back. I fed up with not being here. This is my place.
He says, hey! And he's backed off from you even further. And yep. He starts doing this thing with his hands, and his body starts to glow again. And let's see, where is it? I'm just rolling a D8 from the screen. It's not really a fighting roll, so don't think it is. All right, and then he takes a mighty leap, and he leaps like 20, 30 feet, and just starts, and he doesn't come back down. He makes his leap.
And stay away!
He keeps going, and he's going back in the direction or past the house.
Yeah, I think that worked out pretty well. Excuse me, I'll just go clean my pants now.
All right, back in the house. You guys give me a notice roll.
That was well played.
Yep.
Both are so engaged in watching the ground and watching the area that you don't notice the guy flying over the house and going on his way. All right. What now, Luke?
I'll head back to the house.
Okay.
Looking like sweat's breaking, starting to break out a bit. Going, what the hell? How do I get away with that? Woohoo! I'm good. Yeah. Overconfident gets you every time.
Yeah, and he had code of honor. He wasn't going to fight an insane man.
And I wasn't going to fight him because he's going to kick my ass.
I am very disappointed that you played, what was it, Lucky Break or whatever it was.
Oh, but if he would have taken the damage that fight.
Oh, he should have played Love Interest. David Love Interest.
That's exactly what I expected Richard to say.
No, that was well played.
Yeah. Whew. There you go. Never doubt my plans.
Well, we wait until you come back and then...
Yep. Yeah, I ran him off. He was there, I ran him off. He thinks I'm here and in the house now. They're not going to come back here again.
So he thinks you have killed the ogres?
Yep.
Then we do not need to do what I thought of. Okay.
Excellent.
We shall set them back to working.
Yep.
All right. Still want to probably keep an eye out to make sure no one else turns up, but yeah.
It looks like you have volunteered for all watches because they will be expecting to see you.
Hold on. They make a great deal of headway today. They're mostly all the way through. By the time it's up to you. If you make them work into the later night, they can finish today. Otherwise, a few hours first thing in the morning, they'll be able to break through.
Now, we're still some days away from the ship returning, aren't we? We told them a week.
We told them 2 or 3 days.
Okay.
So they probably arrived back yesterday and we forgot to go and look. Never mind.
Yeah.
I'm perfectly willing to say that, Young, when you were in town yesterday, that you could have left a message or went out to check. I'm fine with that because I didn't think about it either. I will leave it up to you. But since I didn't think about it, I would have mentioned, that there was a ship harbored out there. So,
all right, well,
up to you.
Tell them the stuff.
Mm-hmm. How much longer can have them wait?
2 days.
Is there anywhere they need to go to?
Nope, they made quite a profit.
Excellent.
Yeah, dropping earlier. So
then. If you can, come back here same time, 2 days' time, I would have told them.
Yeah, perfect. Crew will go have some fun at the...
if you can get anywhere, yeah. Just don't be here, because, hey, that would be bad.
Yeah.
You warn them off the backside of the island?
Yeah. We know Kang's got a big ship over there. Don't go and see the big ship.
Remember that one we blew up? Yeah, like that one.
So, yeah, I think. So, I say we take the people out of the place and let them sleep upstairs tonight and have them break through the bottom of the thing tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because otherwise they could break through in the middle of the night when we are not there.
Yep. And we tie up the overseer overnight because I just don't trust him.
Yes. I am sorry I did that to you then, while you were there. Here, let me make it up to you with another one!
And now you complete both of his black eyes, so he looks like a raccoon. Right, no problem.
We'll tell them tomorrow we're going to break through, and then we'll go away on the ship.
Well, I told them yesterday 2 days, so...
Yeah, no, it was the day before you went.
No, it was...
Yeah, it was the day before you went to the work thing. Today, we spent the entire day doing waiting around.
You're right. Yeah, okay. So they're going to turn up tomorrow.
So tomorrow, the ship will be back.
Yeah, that's fine.
So tomorrow, the ship will come, and we should be able to do things, and hopefully we won't take too long in the cave, and then we get them out of here.
Okay, so where are you going to put the guys in the house tonight? There is one more bedroom that still has an intact ceiling and no windows.
Yeah, I say that we show them that, hey, look, we're going to honor our deals. So here, you get to sleep upstairs in the nice sort of comfy area tonight.
Okay.
In the colder area instead of the warm, nice warm cellar.
Well, yeah, but the bedroom has sheets and blankets and stuff, so, you know, it'll still be comfortable.
Look, we're treating you like men.
Yeah. Did some good work today, they men? Four Russians all around?
Yeah, they did a lot of good work. All right, so once again, caretaker makes food, makes the same offer. He will watch until he needs to go and work on the clock.
Okay. All right, I'm going to do this. It's a stupid thing to do. Since it's my last night, I'm going to ask him, oh, can you wake me up and I'll like to go with you and see what you do there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's fine with it.
Yeah, I was considering that and then I decided
nah. Yeah, it's going to have to happen.
Yep, why not? Find out what you can see.
So are you both going or just Luke?
Just Luke.
Just Luke. All right, Luke.
Make me a sanity roll. You failed.
I'm going to have you do a fear check. What's going on is when you're going through and at night now, for one, there's no lights. The only light is the lantern that he carries. And every time the light flickers over an area, you swear you see shadows moving in the background. You hear things like just gibbering noise in the background. It's just on the edge of being some kind of definable language, but you can't make out the words. Although you're pretty sure it wants to eat you. but yeah, okay. So it's going to be a fear check. Fear level is 4 here.
Well, it negates my grit of 4. So trade cut roll. Yep. Oh, that's not good.
Okay.
And the trade roll was a 1.
I'm going to chip that. It's my last chip, even though I should have got a chip for that brilliant thing I just did. Well, here you go. Good. Both were 4. Mm-hmm. Phew.
This wouldn't have been horny. I mean, this is just a fear scene. So at worst, you're going to suffer a level of fatigue. But you made it. You made your roll. So we're good. We're good. So yeah, you're continually edgy the whole time. Caretaker seems not to notice in the least bit. He goes to the clock, and the first thing he does is he winds it. He checks to make sure all the gears are working. He puts oil on the gears. He goes over like he has a manual on him. He's got the exploded view of the mechanism. Ooh. And he goes through and he makes sure everything's running how it's supposed to be. He, at one point, he sits there and, you know, he counts to himself as he times the sweeping of the gears. He's very, you know, he knows this mechanism backwards and forwards, and he is very into it. When he's done, he packed a lunch. When you said you were going with him, he packed one for you too. And he spends, nice. He spends a good hour just observing the mechanisms move. And that's
I can appreciate that. Occasionally playing with dragon.
Mm-hmm. All right. Meanwhile, let's see. The instigator has a chance here of. Oh no, he's going to remain knocked out.
Yay.
Yeah. Okay. So by the time you guys get back from the clock run, Eddie or Young, you guys do anything special while you're there?
No.
And the guys are sleeping pretty well in the room. No one's, you know, not even really talking. They seem
Say just drop by just to see if they're talking overnight.
Lots of snoring. They worked really hard today. They're all, you know, asleep. Luke, you and caretaker get back. And, you know, he, at this time in the morning, you know, he goes in the kitchen and starts making food again.
All right.
He doesn't talk much. I mean, if you try to engage him in conversation, he'll answer you, but he doesn't really start conversations.
Most of what we would have done is probably talk about the clock anyway.
Oh, yeah. In which case, he'll point out lots of interesting things to you. And
yep. Well, you know, that's why I'm here. I'm going to repair school guy. I'm the mechanic. So, yeah. That's what I meant. Excellent.
One thing you're able to determine is he learned it all from the book. Like he obviously has some kind of natural aptitude, but his ability to get information from a book is unusual. You also find that it's unusual that, well, one, that he can read. I mean, he's apparently an avid reader, but his knowledge outside of what he's read in a book is nothing.
Yeah.
He barely understands certain things and other things.
The book says this, but when they were making the clock, they probably did a bit of a shortcut, which is why this only has 5 as opposed to 6 and things like that.
Now, what you find is like some very basic information that he just doesn't know. And you gather it's just because it is something that wasn't found in a book somewhere.
Fair enough. I'll also ask him, actually, do you want to come back with us or do you want to stay here?
Oh, man, then that's where he'll reinforce. I'm the caretaker. I have to take care of him.
Right. No. Okay, right. Just asking, just offering. Because I don't know how much longer King's going to ignore this place, to be honest. They should now. But, yeah, I can't guarantee it.
All right. So, yeah, the night passes by just fine. Those that do sleep, and the men certainly sleep, there are no ill dreams. Everyone makes it through the night just fine.
Excellent. That cross is useful.
Perhaps it is the cross. That is an interesting idea.
Yeah, we're just short-circuiting all sorts of parts of this venture. Yeah, excellent. All right, in the morning, I'm probably a bit tired from having been woken up early. And
breakfast is ready again. He seems to have found some grits from somewhere, so...
Excellent. Well, we'll be out of your hair probably today. We'll get the rest of that cave finished off. Yeah.
You get the men working right after food?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep, and we'll keep an eye out for the expected lookout party, which may or may not come by. Just a sort of
someone going to look at. The time that caretaker had told you that they normally change shifts. No, nothing's happened. No one's come up the road.
They'll possibly just set up a lookup elsewhere. That's what I expect would happen, to be honest. That's like the best case outcome. I said, look, he's just not too much of a bother to go near the house. He only took out two ogres and two parties. Just leave him alone. Or we're all going to turn up in about 5 minutes with the entire army and kick him. Or the other.
Definitely one of those two options.
Yeah.
I show you with the ironclad.
Well, after a few hours of work then, and you've spent some time looking out with no one, you know, it doesn't look like there's any actions from King, at least nothing that you can see. They break through. And after another 20 minutes of shoring up the entrance, what you have is a very old stairway carved out of natural rock leading deeper down. It's essentially a spiral staircase just going straight down.
Eddie, you and me, you'll probably go down first. And do you want to stay here and make sure everyone's good here in Young?
We can send the advocate down with you instead. You need a Chinaman with you, obviously. And I cannot go down there. So
They really want to see what we might be seeing? We don't know what the hell's going to be down there.
Okay, I will. I will take them all upstairs to have a celebratory glass of wine or something.
Okay, Eddie, right. You and me then.
Caretaker wants to go. He's never been in this part of the mansion
before. Right. I'm just pretty much sure Young doesn't want to go and want to leave someone up here to keep an eye on things.
Caretaker will grab a lantern too then. If anyone else wants to, otherwise he can be in the back and hold the light.
I've got a lantern. After last night, I've got a lantern.
I don't need a lantern, but I'm going to take one anyway.
Okay. Eddie doesn't need to roll for this, but Luke, go ahead and give me a notice roll.
Ooh, whoa, that smell. No, I noticed nothing.
Okay. You smell seawater, and you also hear the lapping of water further down.
Okay. I raise my nose and sniff and go, seawater. We're getting close.
I pause for a moment, run my finger over the cave wall, lick it.
It's...
salt?
Yeah, it's salty.
Yeah. Yep, getting near sea level. Well, some form of water level.
Right. When the staircase lets out, there's a long passage, which I have just cleared on the map.
Yep.
It is completely dark.
It might join up with these other ones. Right. Anyway, continue. It's dark. Well, we got lanterns. Mm-hmm.
And eventually it branches out a bit. Now, you're walking for quite a while. This is where that scale up there is now accurate in this part.
Half a mile already.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you come to this kind of branching corridor here, let me get where's my little finger thing? I didn't put it here. I really wish they would put a ping on this. This would be so useful. Let's see. Yeah, come on. Miscellaneous. There it is. Okay. Eddie, down in this direction,
right,
is, you can smell the seawater and hear it lapping a lot stronger.
Unmute. I want to go towards the seawater.
right.
Well, does Caretaker look like he has any particular direction he's wanting to go?
No, no. He's just kind of hanging around with you guys. Also, he's very interested in what's going on.
Tracking as well to see if there's any signs of which ways people tend to go.
Give me a tracking roll.
Just typing something first. Right, tracking. I see everything.
Nice. There are no tracks that you understand on the ground. Like, there's definitely not foot tracks, cart tracks, or even animal tracks. But something has been going down these corridors that are leaving behind like a wide sweeping, like something was being dragged, and the soil is slimy to the touch.
Slugs.
Twin dilemma. You think we should go towards the sea? Which way is the slug going?
It's all up and down the corridors. You really can't tell direction because of how the path is made. You know, you can't determine directionality.
All right. Let's try towards the sea then, if you think so. We've got to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm. All right. Eventually, it ends up on almost a beach, an underground beach. And you guys see this cavern here. And, of course, your lantern light can't see the far end of that. That's a long distance there.
Are there beavers down here? Giant beavers?
All right, so your flickering light, it shines and reflects in the sea cave walls, which are almost solidly packed with ghost rock. You can tell by the way it kind of, you know, catches the light and plays across it. Except there's a large lightning-like glyph carved into the rock above a dark pool. And that's... that's right over here.
Yeah, I'm going to slap someone. Yep.
There's the lapping of ocean waves along with a nauseating odor of rotten fish. And then you hear another sound, a sticky, slurpy, squishing sound. Something chuckles a little bit in the dark.
Hello? Swing the lantern around.
Okay. You notice the caretaker's lantern does not swing around when you start looking around. He seems kind of lost in himself. He's kind of staring off into the distance. He's drooling a little bit.
Yep.
All right.
What could possibly go right?
Okay, you guys give me notice rolls again.
What could possibly go right? Ooh, I notice all sorts of things. Plus two to avoid surprise and tactical situations. Blah, 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 blah.
Eddie does not see this. Okay, unfortunately for Luke. Luke, your light catches and plays across of this very large slug. It's the best you can describe it like thing. But it seems to have almost a human appearance. Like you can see a human face at the top. Its appendages seem to mimic the shape of legs and arms as it kind of stands up out of the cave. This is fear check.
Fear level?
It's fear level 4 in this area.
Guts. And you guys, guts my grits. Boom!
Oh, you're fine. Yeah. And then you hear caretaker just kind of mumble under his breath and his kind of spittles coming out of his mouth. And he's still a little dazed. And you hear him say, Ma? Pa?
Wakeley's? Is this the Wakeley's? Are you Mrs. Wakeley?
So what do you do?
I've just said what
Eddie,
I did.
Eddie, okay, so you're saying that. Okay, Eddie, you hear Luke say what he says. You haven't seen anything yet, though.
No, I just keep looking around.
All right. Eventually, you do see them as they, it looks like there are 6 of these things coming out this back tunnel here. Let me hear this out a little more. Coming out this side here. And this is where you make me a fear check, Eddie. This is
that's guts, right?
That's guts, right?
Yep.
Oh, you're fine.
Yeah, negates.
And then as they're approaching you, caretaker starts talking again. He outstretches his hands towards the area they're coming from, and he just drops the lamp on the ground. And he says, "They're my family. Don't you see? They need me to take care of them. They need me to be their caretaker now." And then he looks at you guys, and he shakes his head, and he looks up in a little bit of fright. His eyes are really big, and he says, "They say you's got to die." And we'll call it right there.
No. Hey, we've been good.
I sit up there drinking my wine.
Good, yeah, because I'm all out of chips. Damn it! I've got the parlay card. Not that I can play it. I can give it to anything. He can play the parlay card.
Which is one of the reasons I would like to end it here, so that when we start next time, you will have a refresh.
And possibly a Sharon.
Yes, and possibly a Sharon who may come awake upstairs.
Damn it, I'm going to lose the quick funeral card, which could also be very handy.
Yes. All right, let me end the recording here, guys. Say goodnight to everybody. Bye.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Good night,
buddy.
All right, where's that stupid button?
That is the last one.
Yes. All right. All right. So there we go. Yep.
Yep. So we don't do things in a standard manner.
Yeah. Yeah. This is meant to be a straight out, no holds barred fight, but there's no way you guys would live through this. So I will entertain any smart, nifty things you want to come up with.
See, first point, hide behind the caretaker.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's a caretaker that we're not there to harm anybody.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, unfortunately, it's not. They just said, you got to die, and he's kind of following them. So.
Well, maybe. since you spent time with Caretaker talking about his favorite thing with him, I'll take that into account. If you want to try and do something to get Caretaker on your side or to advocate for you, I'm more than willing to try and do something like that. Since you did take some time treating him as something more than just, background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got his own workforce now if he wants it.
I give 2 experience points because you did some nifty things getting the workforce going of the that was cool. I enjoyed that. So that should bump you guys up to the next which means that Eddie gets another expenditure as well.
Yeah.
Yep. Background edges, where's quick? There's quick. Bink. Finally I'm quick. And if I reach legendary, I'll be lightning quick.
Oh, you're going to take that one as well.
Oh, yeah. That's why I need quick now.
Convincing the ninja that you were a madman was quite cool, too.
That was good.
Yeah, I looked at his things. It's like, oh, he's got Code of Honor as a major disability. All right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, I was going to try and pretend that I was the one at the house doing all of this. And so if he took me out, well, I'm the only one to worry about. So if he did take me out, then they'll continue to ignore the house.
You've met your first ninja.
And survived.
That's what Yong's supposed to be, isn't it?
Not a ninja. A ninja is a Japanese, not Chinese. We're looking for monks. It's the Chinese.
Chinese hopping vampire.
Well, I mean, I was looking at the powers that you got there. I'm going to guess one of them was smite and the other one was fly. I was tempted to take fly myself. Was one of them.
Actually, the one he used was armor. He armored.
Oh, armor. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I was very tempted to take fly. I still am because I'm like, look, I can fly like a dragon. Oh, it's amazing.
There you go.
The little wings on your back and fly.
Yes.
Yeah, he is the advanced scout.
And when we were doing at the end there, when it was like, oh, I'm going to give everybody a drink of wine sort of thing, I was going to do the setup where, oh, everybody can have a glass out of this bottle, and then I would hold mine up and not drink it and dump it out. They were all looking at me. No, we actually honor our promises. I just can't drink wine.
Yeah, sounds really good.
Yeah, just cool.
Alrighty. Well, hopefully that was enjoyable. And let's see. Let's look at schedule here. So the next scheduled one would be on the 15th. Is that going to conflict with anyone?
Oh, no. It's Sunday.
No, that sounds good.
As I'm aware, it's good.
Yeah, it sounds good for me. So cool.
Alrighty. Do you want me to leave the tabletop open for people to advance characters? I'd be glad to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you got? Mine sorted out.
You're taking quick, haven't you? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I got no idea what I want. So.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I'll give you a message on the thing when I get.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's fine. All right, guys. Enjoyable as always.
Yes, it is.
Right. Have a good night, then, guys.
I was got a quick question. Generally, how did your Lords of Gossamer and Shadow thing go? Because I haven't really.
We played one game. so far, which was, it wasn't bad. It was quite interesting, actually. They were all pulled in by some strange magics. The setup was that no one knows about world hopping when it starts.
Oh, right.
Right. So they were brought in to a place that was quickly attacked. The person that brought them there died as they came in, so no one to question. Yeah, so they were attacked by essentially hellhounds, and which they were, you know, made quick work of. But then a larger invasion force was coming. A door opens with someone who basically did the Schwarzenegger, "Come with me if you want to live. Yes.
Get to the chopper.
Yep. So we didn't really get it was all role playing, which a lot of the Diceless ends up being anyway. But I mean, there was really like no use of rules at all. It was just a complete role playing thing. So I can't tell you how the game part of it goes. Yeah. But I mean, you know, it was fun to play through that. But we haven't actually used any of the scale and rank for any kind of conflict yet.
Okay. I was curious as to how it worked.
Yep. I don't want to kill the people in the cave. I want them to be there against Kang when he turns up.
Well, I mean, that's something to, you know, if you convince them that you're not the bad guys.
If you can get your play card again.
Yeah. Well, someone gets it.
Well, if there's four of us,
timing.
I mean, that's, yeah. Each drawing four cards, that's 16 out of...
Well, 17 cards.
60 cards in a deck.
Whatever.
Yeah.
We'll do something.
So let me see what
first generous. We have those three spells. Probably try one of them.
Hey, I puppet you into liking me. Because
it's
never works badly.
58 cards in the deck that's being used.
And 17 cards.
Oh, better than one in four odds.
Yeah. Particularly when there's, well, this card just rules would increase the odds and
Perfect timing,
yeah.
But the thing is, you also need something like Epiphany, so you can actually get a skill to parlay with.
Well, no, we trade it to...
Hard. I mean, honestly, if you tried to do something with Caretaker, you might not need the card, so...
I think we've got a good establishment for saying, hey, we're on your side here, because, you know, we are on their side.
Yeah. We're not against slug creatures that live underground. We're against...
Hey, did I attack them? No, I didn't. I did not attack them straight up. Okay,
you've got a good track record of letting things underground live. I mean, you know, giant worms, beavers. They all live.
We let the beavers live.
Exactly.
Others didn't. We ran away from the worm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, good track record. Let it underground, good. Above ground, not so good.
I think I'm actually going to take my vig up this time.
Yeah, the next time I'm going to put either my Spirit or Vigor up. I haven't decided which yet. Which one's better to put up, Spirit or Vigor?
Depends what you're going for. I mean, Spirit raises your ability to unshake, and Vigor raises your ability to soak wounds and increases your toughness. Ah, which reminds me. Let's see, where's... I can't see that. Chris, if you click on Eddie and look on the main page, tab marked main, if you put in...
What about it?
If you fill in the figures where it says parry and toughness for your things, they should be on the other side as well. There's like a box and that. And then it appears in the initiative tracker, which you put set up. And then just anybody looking on the initiative tracker can go, hey, I know I've hit him at a glance without having to look through his stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a good night. And see you in a couple weeks.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Before then. Yep.
Yeah. If by some miracle I actually have off of GM's Day, I might actually run something, but I'm not scheduled to be off. So. All right. Night, guys.
All right. Good night.
Have fun.
Music in this podcast was created by Kevin MacLeod. More great music can be found at his website at incompetech.com. If you enjoy the show, we would love to hear from you. You can find links to our public forums, the software that we use, and other information at our homepage at bluemagic.com. That's BLUMAGIK. Reviews on iTunes, recommends at rpgpodcasts.com, and email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com are also appreciated. Thank you for listening.